You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 24 for Monday, July 12th, 2010. Versions of Portishead's Glory Box. Greetings from Coverville and welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett, and welcome to an epic battle, an epic struggle between two great performances. Oh, I don't know. Today, as I mentioned, is July 12th, 2010, and you're listening to episode 24. Let's go ahead and tell you first about last week's battle. It was two versions of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City, one of them by The Hollies, the other by Ben E. King. The Hollies really sweeping this one. 48%, actually almost 49% of the vote. Almost half of you preferred The Hollies version. Just a little bit over a quarter of you, 27.5% about, picked the Ben E. King version. 16% of you, I believe, are the Springsteen purists who don't like covers of Springsteen as much as versions by the boss himself. And I can absolutely understand that. That was 16%, almost 17%. And then six of you wrote in with some other answers. Jason Heath, about half of those, three of you said Jason Heath's version. Richard Schindel, two suggestions for him. And one suggestion for We're About Nine, the We're About Nine version of Atlantic City. So there you go. That is last week's battle. Let's get to this week's battle. Another one by request. This one coming from Nick in Australia, who was surprised to find so many versions of the song Glory Box by Portishead, and made some recommendations of a few versions that I should check out. Starting with... that's a little loud. Let's turn that one down. Starting with this first one by John Martin. Now, I've played this one on the show before a long time ago. A very soulful and cool cover. This comes from his 1998 album, The Church with One Bell. Here's John Martin and his cover of Glory Box by Portishead.
Give me a looking like some woman. Take a little look from the outside if you can. Whoever mean I try a little tenderness, little shabby dress, I wouldn't care. Only cry for you, cry for you, might die for you too. Give me a reason to love you. Give me a reason to want to be your man.
Singer John Martin from his 1998 album The Church with One Bell with a cover of Portishead's Glory Box. Let's get to another version. This one just came out on a brand new pair of CDs called Uncovered Volume 2 from Australia. Great double disc set. You know how I love these Australian cover albums. I love them. Absolutely love them. And again, thanks to Nick for letting me know about this album. From that album comes this version by Cram. And here is their take on Glory Box.
Thank you.
musician. He goes by the name Kram, K-R-A-M, with his cover of Glory Box from the 2010 compilation from Australia called Uncovered 2. Definitely pick that one up if you love covers. Two full discs of them. Portishead's Glory Box right there covered two very different styles, nice soul style, and then kind of an Eye Monster Daydream kind of style on that second one. You know what I'm talking about? The song Daydream by Eye Monster. It's got that kind of retro feel to it. Well, which one did you like better? Or do you like another version better? Do you maybe like the CC the Cat version or the Powderfinger? This one I'm actually really excited to hear about other versions of that song that I may not know about. So definitely let me know. What I want you to do, though, is go to coverville.com and cast your vote for either the John Martin version, the Kram version, neither if you don't care for either one of those, or tell me another one if there's another one that you like better that should have been in the list, should have been in the competition, then please put that one in there. Go to coverville.com. You have until Sunday, July 19th at midnight to get your votes in. Just scroll down on the page and you'll see Who Did It Better with the lovely graphic featuring both John Martin and Kram on there. And a place for you to cast your vote. All right. Great. Well, we'll be back next week with the results of this competition, as well as a brand new Who Did It Better. If you want to make a suggestion for a Who Did It Better episode yourself, email me, coverville@gmail.com. Put in the subject line Who Did It Better. Makes it easier for me to find later on if I want to use it and credit you, let you know about it. So coverville@gmail.com. You can also call them in. We haven't had a call-in request for Who Did It Better yet, so that might be a good one as well. Calling in at 206-222-COVER. All right, we'll be back next week with another competition, another Who Did It Better competition. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for this morning. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville and Who Did It Better is brought to you by Cashfly, CacheFly.com. And also, Who Did It Better, as well as episodes of Coverville, are available as part of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com.
Program so good, it's like you're there.